You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
Welcome back. This is Elevated Radio FM. I am your host, CJ McCall. And over the phone from White Rock, British Columbia, we have the founder of Core Belief Engineering. And if you want to check out their webpage, that is corebelief.ca. And our guest, Ellie Rozelle. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, you're very welcome. Now, Core Belief Engineering, tell us a little about yourself and what exactly that is.
Well, it's funny because since I was a little kid, I wanted to be a shrink, but I was really discouraged when I got to university and found out that most everything was kind of rat psychology. And I had been in therapy because I'd had anorexia and bulimia, and I found that nothing was working. And I had seen psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, everything that was available that I could find, that my parents could find, and I was just basically, I want to say, and now I look back and it's like an addiction. And I had no way out. And by the time I was in my 30s, I was really fed up with it, but I couldn't stop my behavior. And I had studied many different forms of alternative psychotherapies and various different things like hypnosis and NLP and the Huna way of life, meditation, so forth. But I started to jam with a few people who were frustrated like myself. And one day, I say jamming meaning trying this technique and doing that and this and this and this. And one day I accidentally cured myself. And I didn't realize what exactly I had done, and 6 months later and a year later, I realized I had really undergone a cure. I was not reverting. So I started looking back, trying to reverse engineer, and I realized what had happened is that however it was done, I had changed deeply, deeply seated core beliefs that were affecting my self-esteem and my ability to move forward. And I was moving forward, and I was really happy. My friends saw all these changes. I mean, what did you do? Well, they started egging me on to, you know, try it on them. And for a few years, I just simply offered work for volunteers trying to help them change their core beliefs and was getting huge results. It was too much to walk away from, even though I didn't have a certification to give me permission to do it. So since then, that was in the early 80s, and since then I have built a school that is now on hold, but I have built a private practice and certified people to run private practices around Canada. And it's been people who do this work with us experience surprisingly permanent changes and important changes in their lives.
Wow.
And it's exciting because you see it happen. You see it happen before your very eyes.
Yeah, it sounds like you kind of stumbled onto your own solution and then went on.
Well, yeah. I did, and it was funny because I don't think that just because I had a solution for me that I wanted to hang out a shingle. I'm not that. I understand the delicacies of legality and propriety in terms of doing this kind of work. So, I mean, I did understand ethics and so forth. So every time I've taught my students, I've taught them all of that kinds of things because they need to know that we're not just in there fixing people. It really is a privilege to work with people at this level.
Yeah, so take me through the approach. How exactly does the technique work, and how do you get so deep as to change someone's intrinsic beliefs?
Well, it's surprisingly difficult and easy at the same time because the whole thing is a process where I guide you. I'll say I'm the guide. I guide you through a self communication, a self dialogue, a self interaction with yourself. And this is with what we call your conscious mind, and we could say your subconscious, but it's semi-conscious. It's an area of your mind you may not access directly. And we help get direct access to the areas of the mind that are stuck. And we carry on a communication, a dialogue, a question-answer. And believe it or not, it can take several hours. We don't spend as many, we work to be as efficient as possible. But to get to the level where it's going to open up and the energy is there to make the changes and the waking up, it's a big waking up process too. To get to that level doesn't just happen like, I'm going to give you a cognitive question and you're going to go there. This is really, it's like dealing with the subjective, inner, personal reality that very few people ever really map. And this process helps guide through that thicket of that forest of irrational, rational beliefs and attitudes and patterns. And it's like talking to yourself with a person guiding you, talking to yourself. And we get to a point where we've opened up that energy to yourself, where we can say, ah, now it feels like it can roll into a new dimension. It's like updating your system. Sometimes we have a trauma where we're stuck at 3 or 4 years old because something terrible happened, and we can get in there to that level where the little part is still hurting and heal it and get out of there with the healed child growing up to integrate with the rest of the personality. And it's not multiple personality. It's not that serious. It's more working with people's normal, natural fragmentation.
Yeah, now, you mentioned you did dabble with other modalities, hypnosis, NLP, yes. Which I have heard great things about.
Yes.
Yeah, so are you drawing from those techniques at all?
Well, you can't say everybody stands on the shoulders of giants, and I deeply respect the background I got from NLP and from hypnosis. Just to make a small comparison, with NLP, with that knowledge, I can work with process. Now, NLP has a tendency to work with process and leave the content sort of out of it. And I tend to work with process, but also I include the content in a way because that's where we dig the process out of. So I've got a little different finger on a different pulse there. And I'm not. I would say when I was taking NLP, the whole idea was to hurry up and get it over with, get this, and mine, I say, no, we take the time we need to get a full self-chosen change. I don't want to manipulate somebody into change. They have to choose it. Now, with hypnosis, again, I prefer to really keep the conscious mind engaged when I'm working, whereas in hypnosis, you tend to either put aside or minimize the effect of the conscious mind so you can reach the subconscious. With core belief engineering, it's an equal partnership. And then that we look at cognitive therapy, which is used by most of the psychiatric profession, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful. They're all wonderful, but again, it doesn't get down into the deeper roots of the origins of things, and you don't always have to. Like these these techniques are going to work for some people, various amount of times, but where they don't work, we do. It's like we're not competing with those other methods as much as saying, okay, here's a complementary thing that'll help move things along when other things are kind of lagging.
Now, we have room for just about one more question.
Ooh.
And I want to ask you if you have any kind of advice you could offer to somebody who is, again, trying to change their thought process and trying to change the way they're living, because they might be interested in seeing a hypnotist or a therapist or a counselor or a coach. It's it can be pretty overwhelming.
Now, it is. There's a lot available now.
Yeah. So,
and when I first started doing this in the early 80s, nobody was working, well, very little was working with core beliefs except for the people who wanted you to do affirmations. And this was a really necessary addition at the time. And it still is. I'm surprised because people have borrowed from it hugely, but nobody's actually borrowed the whole thing because it's kind of hard to learn. It takes some training. But I'm just trying to get back to your question. Okay, for somebody really looking for how do I work with this, I feel that the best people know the best for themselves, and of course, being ignorant doesn't help. But you need to get exposed to as many possible modalities as you're drawn to. If you're drawn to one, look into it because everything's going to help. I've had people who came to me, and I was their very first court of their very first resource. They've never tried anything before, and I've had people who have had multiple therapies and procedures done with them, and they've benefited, but they're now at a certain level where they feel like they're just repeating and repeating and going around in a circle. Like I get a lot of, for example, graduates or people who moved past the 12-step program, and I totally recommend people into the 12-step program if that's where they're at. And it might take several years to get through it. So I'm not in a hurry for people to come see me, but if they get to the point where they're kind of topped out and they kind of just don't know where to go, this will be the perfect thing for them to move to the next level. Mm-hmm. And same thing with just about any of the other things. But I do say to people, you know, do your research, call and ask someone to talk to you about it. If you can get a good rapport with whoever it is offering their method or their procedure, and you don't want to just be treated like a clinical object, make sure you make personal contact and get an interview. Most of us will offer free interviews to people to discuss for, say, half an hour, no charge, just to say, okay, here's what I'm dealing with, here's what I've tried, here's where I'm stuck, can you help me? And I think just getting out there, and I think there's so many things to take. I mean, there's support groups, but even again, you can get stuck in a support group. You know, a support group can start enabling you to just keep going and with the problem. So you have to learn when you've used up your modality and move to the next. And meditation, yoga, I mean, all of these things are incredible helpers to people. So I would say follow your heart right at first. And be careful of you know, people who are selling you instant change. Be careful of you know, people who are offering something that really does seem too good to be true. And I don't know, with psychology and psychological type things, I don't know, I have a hard time with that, because we need to educate. And if you understand why and what you want, then you're much more clear about who you're going to go see and why and when.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And
hope that helps.
Oh, sure does. And at that, we are just about out of time. Quickly, though, okay. Is there any way for our listeners to maybe learn a little more, or any way for them to ask questions of you?
Yes. If somebody wants to talk to me, I do set up times, you know, during every week to talk to people who are asking for extra personal, you know, personalized information. I also have a book available through me, actually. It's not on Amazon yet, but it probably will be at some point as an ebook. But I've seen it on Amazon as a used book, but it's called Changing the Mind, Healing the Body. And it's case studies that are very, very, very easy to read. They're very interesting case studies that people I've worked with personally. And changing the mind, healing the body. And if you go to my website, my phone number's on there. We actually take orders by phone. Right now we're a little bit handicapped because the site's down for rewriting. So I'm rewriting the site as we speak, and so the information will be available soon. But people can call the number, email the email, and I will respond.
That is corebelief.ca. Ellie, thank
correct,
you again.
Correct, yes, and thank you so kindly.
And thank you to our listeners as well. This is Elevated Radio FM. We're taking a break. Stay tuned.
You're locked into Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio FM.